Welcome to the ADI Leak Detection Podcast. I'm here with Dave from ADI Leak Detection, the UK's leading leak detection company, who's here to answer your questions and provide expert leak detection advice. Dave, today's question is one we hear a lot from property managers and residents' associations. How do you actually run a leak investigation in a block of flats when you can't guarantee everyone's going to be home?
It's probably the single biggest practical challenge in that kind of job. Yeah, a block of flats isn't like a house where you've got one owner and one set of keys. You've got multiple leaseholders, tenants, sometimes a freeholder sitting above all of them, and everyone's got different working hours, different attitudes to letting someone in.
So where do you even start? Do you need access to every flat before you can do anything useful?
No, and that's the key thing. ADI's engineers use non-invasive detection methods first before we knock on a single door. Acoustic leak detection equipment listens through floors, walls, and ceilings for the specific sound signature of escaping water under pressure. We can often identify which part of the building a leak is coming from without entering any individual property at all.
So you're narrowing it down before you need anyone to open their door.
Exactly. Thermal imaging works the same way. ADI's engineers use thermal imaging cameras to detect temperature anomalies in floors and walls caused by water tracking through the structure. If we've got a wet patch spreading across the ceiling of flat 4, thermal imaging traces where that water is travelling from, which might point us straight to flat 7 above it rather than every flat in the stack.
That must make the access conversation a lot easier. You're not asking everyone to be home, just a few specific people.
That's the whole point of doing the non-invasive work first. Once acoustic detection and thermal imaging have given us a short list of 2 or 4 properties worth inspecting closely, we coordinate access to those specific flats rather than the whole block. The building manager or managing agent usually helps with that because they've got the communication channels to all the leaseholders already.
What if a managing agent isn't involved? Some smaller blocks are self-managed, aren't they?
They are, and in those cases, ADI works directly with whoever's organising the job, whether that's the residents' committee or an individual leaseholder who's taken responsibility. We give them a clear list of which properties we need access to and in what order, so they can coordinate that themselves. Breaking it into a clear sequence means they're not trying to get 12 people home on the same day.
And what happens when someone just isn't available, full stop? They work long hours, they're away, they flatly refuse.
It happens. ADI's approach in that situation is to work around the inaccessible flats for as long as possible. If acoustic detection and correlating equipment can confirm the leak source is not inside that property, we can rule it out without entry. Tracer gas detection is another option, because tracer gas travels along the leak path and can be detected at surface level without full internal access in some circumstances.
And if the leak really does appear to be coming from the flat you can't get into,
then the technical findings we've produced become the documented evidence that the managing agent or freeholder needs to escalate the access issue formally. ADI provides a written report of everything the detection equipment has found, so the relevant party has something concrete to take to a solicitor or to use under the terms of the lease if forced access becomes necessary. We don't manage that legal side, but our report gives whoever does the factual basis to act.
That's a really useful distinction, actually. You're doing the detection work, producing the evidence, and the access management side sits with the people who have the legal relationship with the leaseholders.
That's the right way to think about it. ADI leak detection locates the leak and documents the findings with precision. The coordination with leaseholders works best when we're doing that in close communication with the managing agent or building manager, because they know their residents and we know the detection. It's a partnership rather than us operating in isolation.
Dave, that's been genuinely helpful. For anyone dealing with a leak across a block of flats, it's clear that the investigation doesn't have to grind to a halt every time someone's unavailable. ADI Leak Detection has built a reputation across the UK as the specialist you call when a water leak problem is too complex for a straightforward fix, and today's conversation is a good illustration of why. Thanks, Dave.
Cheers. Thanks for having me.